Hello, Seattle Prep. I'm Sydney Liardi, and welcome back to the podcast. That sounded like cheer to me. Speaking of cheer, you may or may not have known that Prep had its very own cheer team a while back. If you're curious to what happened to it, stay tuned, because on this episode, we will uncover the story behind it all and find out why it was disbanded. Joining me will be Mr. Barmore, current Collegio teacher at Prep and former principal of Prep when the decision to cut cheer was made. He gave us all the details and more, so without further ado, let's jump right in. First off, thank you. I'm really excited to hear more about the cheer team and everything that happened. First of all, since there's not a lot of information about the cheer team, I just wanted to know, when was it established? What was it like before it was disbanded?
Okay, so, I can't answer the first part of that question because when I came up here to be the principal in 1997, I was 12, cheer existed, and I'm sure it had existed for years and years before I came. So I don't know when it started. I know that it was here when I came, and I don't know if I have an exact year, but I'm pretty sure it ended in, I would say 2010, right around there.
How big of a role, when you were at Prep, did you see the cheer team play? How large was it? How did they represent Prep to your perspective?
Yeah, I thought they represented Prep fine. We had a couple of lean years where there might have been, six, maybe seven. But for the most part, they would fill a full squad. They had tryouts each year, each spring for the following year. And unfortunately, sometimes people got cut, but that tells you that it was, there were people interested in it. We had it ran into some problems, I would say, in the early 2000s, a little bit. That was a little bit of a combination of difficulty finding a coach. And also that we had, as any program does, there were some years where we had, we had to deal with some cheerleader issues. But those weren't, by the time we were looking at evaluating the program, those weren't factors in that at all.
What led to the team being disbanded officially in 2010?
Yeah. So we would periodically, and I'm sure the school still does, we'd periodically go through a program review for every co-curricular, right? And with cheerleading, I sat down with the cheerleading group the year before it was disbanded, and I said, so one thing that's it's a little bit unclear what your intent or focus is, because cheerleading you can be in competitive cheer, right? You can be in non-competitive, be at the games to support cheer, stuff like that. And I said, if we're going to evaluate the program, it's helpful for us to know what it is that your focus is, what your goal is, what your main shtick is, right? And they were awesome. It was a really good group of young women, I think, at that time. And they said, no, we're not competing. Our goal is to increase school spirit and get people in the stands to cheer. So I talked to them about, okay, then we're going to go through this year and I'm going to send all kinds of different people, right? Some students, some other coaches, moderators, et cetera, to the games and see to what degree is your goal being accomplished. And it was pretty evident by the end of the year, and this was no reflection on how good or bad a job they did. I thought they did a really good job. But they had no influence on people in the stands at all. They'd go out and do a cheer, and literally no one would be watching them. They're all watching what's going on the field, if it was outside, or they're watching, sometimes when a basketball coach calls timeout, everybody in the stands is hunched over the basketball coach looking at that, So it was a little bit like, well, you guys are in the newspaper. It'd be like having a fielding a newspaper staff and never never producing a newspaper, or fielding a lacrosse team and never having a lacrosse game, right? And so we thought, okay, if that was your goal, and if we're not meeting the goal through that means, the school looked at, well, how can we meet that goal, that same goal, through other means, and invite the cheerleaders to be leaders in that, right? So we came up with a group called Panther Pack, which was really impactful, I would say, for probably at least the first 3 or 4 years that we had it. We had Pulse. Pulse was new, was pretty new. It wasn't brand new. And, you know, we wondered whether any of the cheerleaders whether that was a crossover, you know, whether people interested in cheer might also be interested in dance. With that particular group, there wasn't crossover. They weren't interested in dancing. A couple of them were interested in talking about ideas relative to Panther Pack and how a group of students could include cheer, but the overwhelming majority weren't. It's like they wanted, and I understood that, they wanted to be cheerleaders, and if the school didn't have cheerleaders, they didn't want to be involved in that, in something else. So that's how it ended.
And do you think there was a positive reaction to this decision? Was there any surprise from the administration or the students, or was it just a good transition?
Well, when you say surprised by the administration, the administration made the decision, so they weren't okay. Surprised by it. Students who were involved in cheer were understandably upset. There was not, and parents of students who were involved in cheer were upset. The student body didn't really have a reaction. In other words, I didn't have non-cheerleaders knocking on my door in the principal's office to say we should have cheerleaders. And I really didn't have non-cheerleading parents knocking on my door, you know, advocating that we have cheerleading. That's not to say, I mean, you know, it's not a small decision to no longer carry a program. So there was hurt, there was pain, there was a reaction. There were some people on staff and among the parent community who thought it was a very, very positive decision. And by that, I mean people weren't involved in cheer itself, but there were a lot of people that embraced the idea of a school not having a cheer program for various, all kinds of different reasons, okay? But I would say the overall reaction was, kind of as I said, people that were involved in cheer didn't like it because they no longer had their co-curricular, and people that weren't either supported it or there was just really wasn't a reaction from other people that way.
Right. Understandable. Finally, do you think there could be a possibility that a cheer team is reestablished at prep? There was interest. What do you think it would take for this to be started up again?
That's a really good question, and that one I thought about, because here's what I don't want to do. I don't want to say something as a former principal of the school that puts the current administration in a bind of any kind, you know. Well, Barmore says blah, blah, blah. So let me just say this. I think if there was a group interested, I think the administration would ask the same questions, which are, like, I understand why you're interested. What would be your purpose? Right? What would the cheer program's purpose be? And how, like, what sorts of things, how would you anticipate the reaction being different than it was before? Like, what's changed since then? That would be my question. I don't know. I can't answer whether the school administration would be open to it or not, or should be open to it or not. That's not my role anymore, right? But I think that's a logical question, is here's why we no longer have it. What makes you think we should, other than students are interested in it? Because that in and of itself is, you know, only goes so far.
Right. Well, thank you for speaking to us about this. It was really interesting, especially since I'm not sure if anyone really knows too much about the team in the first place who's currently a student. So I'm excited to share this with them. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for the invitation.
That's all for this episode, Panthers. See you next time, and hope you are all getting out and enjoying the sunny days.